Opioid fatalities continue to climb in Virginia. More than 1,200 people died from opioids in 2017. That's more than deaths due to guns and motor vehicle crashes.
The addiction crisis right now is at its zenith.
Marjorie Yates works at SARA of Virginia. That's the Substance Abuse and Addiction Recovery Alliance.
We have never had so many people dying from addiction in this state, ever. And people do not know how to access help, and they're frustrated, and they give up.
Yates saw a need and an opportunity. Earlier this year, they launched the Alive RVA Project. One of its main programs is a warm line.
Thank you for calling Alive RVA. Sean speaking. Can I help you?
From 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, the warm line is staffed by trained peer recovery specialists, people who've experienced addiction themselves, like Marilyn Edwards and Sean May.
This is awesome. Being here is very cool. One of the things I love about it is I feel like I can engage. I mean, it's about recovery, so, I mean, that's my whole person.
And just to hear somebody say that, wow, you know, I really feel that you understand where I'm coming from, and this has been really helpful for me. That's really fulfilling.
The peer specialists designed the program from the ground up. They assembled an up-to-date list of resources, including shelters, places to detox, methadone and Suboxone clinics, and support groups. It's easy, says May, to give up if you search for help online and find broken links or numbers that aren't in service.
If I was still in active addiction and tried to call the first three treatment places and I don't have insurance and they want, you know, $1,000 a day for me to come in, I'm going to go back to using, you know. So we got to be there when somebody's ready and meet them where they're at.
The RVA Alive Warm Line also gets calls from family members, like a mom whose daughter was going through a heroin detox.
It sounded scary. The daughter was in the background screaming in pain and yelling.
It was winter. The house had no heat or water, and she didn't want to call the police. Edward spoke to the mom for an hour and finally convinced her to call an ambulance. Even though the daughter initially refused treatment, Alive RVA helped connect the family with the local community services board.
I'm glad we were there for her for that initial scary time period. I think mom really needed us.
The peer specialists are trained to help people in crisis, but the service is called a warm line because they share information, resources, and often just listen.
Sometimes you don't need to say a whole lot. The more that you let them talk, the more they'll open up and the less we need to ask to make it a more comfortable situation instead of like a clinical type atmosphere, because sometimes too many questions can make somebody close down.
We're peers. We're there with you. We know exactly what you're talking about.
Peer specialist Jonathan Lang handles the night shift.
What we do is we listen, we relate, we validate. And that's the biggest thing, I think, that is unique with this program.
He says another unique aspect of the program is they call people back.
We will check in on them with their permission. You know, we're not just going to call them and be like, hey, you know, it's me from so-and-so, you know. But there's people that we follow up with. You know, I mean, I personally followed up with somebody a couple hours later, and they were on their way to rehab. You know, that's a success for me. You know, and I followed up with that individual's wife, and he's doing great.
They've also found that some people prefer to text or chat. One woman May communicated with said she couldn't talk about her addiction out loud.
For me, when I was typing, it made me think a little bit, probably a little deeper than a verbal response, because you do have that few minutes to play with there. So it was very educational for me, but it also let me, you know, think about what she was saying and was able to choose my words wisely, to where by the end of that conversation, she was totally in a different place. And she continued messaging back and forth for days.
Calls are picking up since the Alive RVA Warm Line launched earlier this year. SARA's executive director, Paige Bullen, says it's an important piece in both utilizing the expertise of people in recovery and helping people with addiction.
The stigma, I think, behind addiction that's still really prevalent is one reason why having the warm line is so important. It's really easy to pick up the phone or access the warm line online and not put yourself out there as a possible situation where you might not be ready or comfortable with.
Another component of Alive RVA is working with hospitals. A new partnership will coordinate sending peer specialists to emergency rooms. There, they'll provide resources for those being discharged for an overdose or other drug-related incidents. For Virginia Currents, I'm Catherine Kump, WCVE News.